In Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, a small park is undergoing renovation. Spinner Park was established in 1985 in honor of women who used to work in the area's long-gone textile mills. A few months ago, the park's statue was removed from its pedestal and is undergoing its own restoration. As New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports, a local artist saw the empty platform as a way to stage a new tribute to women and their tools.
Before this spring, Spinner Park was landscaped with azaleas and a place to sit. Now, much of the corner at Avenue A and 4th Street is surrounded by fencing. What's inside is a couple thousand square feet of dirt. That fence, though, is covered with images of women posing as if statues on a pedestal. Artist Nina Rossi stands near where a statue, the spinner, used to be.
She held a drop spindle, and she was a kind of Grecian, nymphy looking with a drapery and nipples.
Her arms up in the air, one hand holding that spindle, the other appearing to pull yarn from a skein of wool. As the spinner was being removed, Rossi was taking photos for the Montague Reporter, the local paper. Once the pedestal was bare...
Well, first I jumped up on it.
And then Rossi came up with this idea of a pedestal takeover.
So I thought, wow, great opportunity, empty pedestal. I'll invite people to come up and pose with the tools of their trade, and we'll have a modern, realistic version of it.
Rossi is a multimedia artist. Some of her visual art is on display at a 5-foot-wide gallery she runs just across the street. But she's not trained as a photographer, she says. And for the pedestal takeover, she used her phone to photograph almost 40 women posing with various items.
Bev Ketch, she's the town janitor.
And she's wearing...
Her signature town janitor apron and I think those are rubber boots of some kind.
Then there's the town clerk.
Oh, yeah, she's holding an American flag in one hand and a placard that says vote. It's red, white, and blue in the other hand. And a red V, she is a sex and relationship coach.
And she's holding?
A sex toy that's not recognizable probably by a lot of people. We'll just put it that way.
There's also a grant writer with a laptop. A local forager is watering a plant. A therapist painted a heart on her hand. And everyone is identified by name. That is not the case with so many statues of women in the U.S. and in Europe, says historian Marla Miller. One study of more than 5,500 statues found fewer than 200 were of identifiable women.
The vast, vast majority of examples of the female form on the landscape are these abstract ideas about femininity and values and virtues, rather than living historical figures.
Many represent concepts, liberty, freedom, motherhood. While the Turner's Falls Spinner was erected in the 1980s to honor decades of women who worked at the Griswold Cotton Mill, it's allegorical. It's made from a mold of a 19th century statue by French sculptor Louis-Léon Cugnot.
And at that time, he was interested in creating a figure that represented Clotho, who was spinning destiny. And so it wasn't intended to be a true-to-life representation of what spinning looks like.
Recently, there's been a lot of focus on statues of Confederate figures and Christopher Columbus. Miller says as people pay closer attention to statues, they're now wondering,
who is that? Why do they get a monument? And what does that tell us, both about the moment in which it was, installed and our context today?
New statues of women are being erected in New York Central Park, one of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and Sojourner Truth together. A statue of Ida B. Wells is in the works for a park in Chicago. Hanging up next to the pedestal takeover photos are images of several women who worked in the cotton mills before they closed. Those pictures were taken the day the spinner statue was unveiled. All the photos are laminated and hung on the fence with zip ties. So far, they've survived several storms. Rossi says these women are now all together.
They're individuals, and tying them together by the same site and the same idea is like you're creating a community.
For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.